With reports that lawmakers are back working on a new health care plan, chiropractors and naturopaths have been lobbying for their services to treat pain management, especially as the opioid epidemic rages and as the Trump administration considers flexible spending accounts in which people could use the money to pay for services that insurance companies don't yet approve of. States may be getting on board. Last year, Oregon allowed the state Medicaid program to cover spinal adjustments for lower back pain. Vermont, Virginia, Nevada could follow. But some traditional physicians are wary. Megan Thiel King reports for STAT, our partners in health and medicine coverage. And Megan, those offering alternative care, what are they offering?
So naturopaths and chiropractors are offering a whole slew of different alternative pain treatments. The more common ones that you're probably familiar with are acupuncture and massage therapy, but they're also offering herbal supplements and castor oil patches to sort of curb pain without having to use a prescription painkiller.
Yeah, well, there are real concerns about this, as you know. There are some physicians who worry that some natural medications might interact negatively with traditional ones, let's say for cancer treatments. When it comes to chiropractic, we had the story just a little while ago of the model Katie May, who died after a neck manipulation. Now, it was thought that maybe she shouldn't have gone in so soon after injuring herself, that it was a cautionary tale about that as opposed to chiropractic. But there are doctors who are concerned that this is not science-based.
Yeah, one of the biggest concerns among those in mainstream medicine is that there's very little rigorous scientific research to back up these treatments. Naturopaths and chiropractors will argue back that they're relatively low risk and relatively low cost. And it's true that they are relatively low risk, but there are still risks involved with all of these treatments. As you mentioned, doctors are also worried about the potential risk of either medications interacting with these herbal supplements or of a naturopath convincing a patient to potentially forgo conventional medical care like chemotherapy.
Well, but what are the lobbyists saying about why what they do would be more beneficial than what's being done now?
So the lobbyists say that there's a real desperate need for alternative treatments for pain other than opioids just because of how bad the opioid epidemic has gotten. So what they're really lobbying for in particular is to expand their reach to veterans. So both chiropractors and naturopaths are lobbying Congress to push the Veterans Affairs health system to actually hire more alternative providers to give patients in pain something to go to other than painkillers.
I'm imagining another thing that is being brought up is that while, as we've seen with the opioid crisis, it's much simpler to give someone a pill for pain, alternative medicine isn't that simple. It's different for everybody. People behind alternative medicine say that's a good thing.
Right. Naturopathic providers say they have a place to offer these patients who haven't found relief in another way a whole slew of other options. And they really have more time to spend with a patient and try out new things than a traditional medical doctor might.
What's your sense? I mean, where's this going?
I don't think we know yet. I think some patients say they have found pain relief from some of these alternative treatments. And I think some doctors are starting to embrace the idea, but with a lot of caution still, kind of feeling out how these alternative treatments might be used in tandem with more conventional medical care.
Yeah. And of course, we should say that many traditional doctors are already recommending that their patients try alternative medication and chiropractic in addition to what that traditional doctor is doing. That's already happening, but we'll see where this goes. Megan Thiel King at STAT, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.